Well, we've heard the charges that religion poisons everything and that Christianity is responsible for the evils in the world. My guest today profoundly disagrees.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
In a moment, I am going to have the joy of introducing you to a fascinating guest from Canada, very well known in Canada, less known perhaps to our listening audience here in the States, but a best-selling author, TV news host, and radio show host in Canada. We're going to have a fascinating discussion. For all my Catholic friends, my guest is a Catholic of Jewish descent, and we're going to be talking about some of the most common charges that people bring against Christianity. It's responsible for this and this and hypocritical and evil. He's got a new book out that discusses this very subject. Thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire, Michael Brown. Delighted to be with you. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. If you have a question for my guest, Michael Corrin, who I'll be introducing shortly, or if you'd like to challenge a position that he is espousing, 866-348-7884. You can weigh in on Facebook at Ask Dr. Brown, A-S-K-D-R Brown. First, before I go any further, thank you for a great response yesterday, and I hope it continues through the week as I talk to you just very candidly and let you know the needs that we face here and that we're not going to go the worldly way and the way of the flesh and hire worldly consultants to tell us how to push the right emotional buttons to get people to give money. We have some very real needs. We know that multiplied tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, God knows the actual numbers, are being touched through the radio broadcast and the outreaches that we're involved with. It's a privilege and honor to serve in this capacity, but thank you. Let me welcome all of our new torchbearers. I've got an amazing email that was sent to me last night. It's, as I'm looking at it, it's a page long, but the gentleman who sent it says at the beginning, I want to say, first of all, that I rarely ever use a computer to learn more about God, and I do not have any kind of social media account. This is through my wife's account. He sent me a note on Facebook. And then at the end, he said, by the way, you should know it took me 3 hours to type this letter. That's right. 3 hours. It's not that long, but it's just he's not on the computer a lot. He shares some amazing things, and I want to share that with you later in the broadcast. And tomorrow, we are coming your way live, God willing, on July 4th. I'll be interviewing Pat Mahoney, a dear Christian activist friend in D.C., and we'll be talking about the Supreme Court's decision with Obamacare and the implications for believers. This will not be a political discussion. This will be a kingdom-based discussion. We're not here to bash either party or the Supreme Court or the president, although we will often take respectful difference with the president or the Republicans or the Democrats or individual candidates or the Supreme Court. But we're going to look at this through the eyes of believers and ask the question, what are the implications? Again, number to call, 866-34-TRUTH. You know, tell you what, because I'm going to be focused on my interview with Michael Corrin, and I'll be introducing him right after the break, let me just remind you of this number to call to stand with us. I'm asking every one of you listening to do whatever you can, large or small, to stand with us and to help us meet our current radio obligations. And we have opportunities to expand into more major cities in America, but we have to meet our current obligations first. So that number to call is 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978, or you can go to AskDrBrown.org right on the homepage and become a monthly torchbearer. And for your gift of any size, our appreciation will be my two-hour debate. You can watch this on DVD. Two-hour debate with Professor Bart Ehrman. He's a world-class New Testament scholar, textual scholar, and a world-famous agnostic. We debated the question, does the Bible provide an adequate answer to the problem of suffering at Ohio State University? That's my thank you gift for standing with us today. We come back, Michael Corrin from Canada, author of the new book, Heresy. Oh, he's got a lot to say. We'll be right back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Have you ever picked up a book, and as you start going through the table of contents, you start smiling? Well, that's what happened with me when I got a copy of Michael Curran's book, Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. And here are the lies. Jesus didn't exist, and Christianity is a later creation. There is no God. Bad things happen to good people, so on. The Da Vinci Code, surely that's the truth. We've got to be skeptical about the Bible now. How about this one? All the clever people are atheists, or put it another way, Christians are stupid. Hitler was a Christian. I've heard that from atheists. Christians and Christianity supported slavery. Hey, you can't deny that. Christians are opposed to science. Christians oppose progress and change. Christians are obsessed with abortion. The last chapter, what else can we throw at Christians? If you live in Canada, you certainly know Michael Curran. Perhaps less so here in the States. He's the best-selling author of 12 books, including, amazingly, biographies of G.K. Chesterton, H.G. Wells, Arthur Conan Doyle, J.R.R. Tolkien, and C.S. Lewis. He's the host of the talk show The Arena on the Sun News Network. In fact, I've just been on TV with him in Canada. Also hosts a daily radio show, writes a syndicated column for 10 daily newspapers. Michael, thanks for taking time out of a very busy schedule to join us on the air here.
Sounds incredibly busy, actually. I had no idea I was so popular.
Yeah, well, you're the man.
Hey, you wouldn't think that everywhere. I was at we have something called the Abortion Caravan that's just been touring Canada. Wonderful organization. Exposing the horror of abortion, and they were speaking locally. So I drove down with my family just to have a look and see the demonstration outside. And as I got out of my car, the stream of abuse and vulgarity thrown at me by the demonstrators showed that there wasn't universal popularity for me. However, every time I'm abused and threatened by some pro-abortion lunatic, I realize I'm doing God's work.
Exactly. You know, Michael, Acts the 19th chapter, when there were the sons of a Jewish high priest who were trying to drive out demons in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached, the demon famously spoke back and said, "Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?" So to be on the devil's hit list, to be known in those circles is always a compliment, actually.
Yeah. No, it is. And I think we all... I sometimes feel sorry for myself, which is appalling because I've got a beautiful wife, very lucky, marvelous family. I'm doing very well in Canada. But the anger and the venom, I mean, we're sort of digressing, but I've got to share this. I think you'll find it amusing because you know where I stand on the gay issue. It's very similar to where you stand. No compromise on love, but no compromise on truth. Some things are sinful. And some of these idiots got a photograph of me speaking to a group of police officers, one of whom was a fan. We were chatting about things. And they posted it and said, "Michael Curran at the Pride Parade, at the Gay Pride Parade." And the lies, now I found it quite funny in the end. I did it on my TV show. I said, "Hey,
yep.
Look at this."
Yep.
But they will do things that we would never do. And that's always going to give them, at least in the world, a certain advantage over us.
Right. The good thing is to know, first, God is watching. And second, history is going to play out a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And truth is always going to make its way to the surface. So you actually have to pity those that oppose and have to resort to lies. In fact, the more I get lies thrown against me, whatever the latest one is, and you're always a repressed homosexual, that's the other one, whatever you differ with these things, the more you hear the lies, the more encouraging it is to be reminded that you're on the side of truth. But Michael, for our listeners here in the States, probably not familiar with your TV show unless they followed the recent controversy where my friend Rabbi Shmuley made the mistake of calling you anti-Semitic, which... didn't play out that well, but are you like Bill O'Reilly of Canada, or who are you in Canada? What's the Sun News Network? What's the scope of the TV show?
Well, I don't earn the same amount of money as Bill O'Reilly, unfortunately, but I'm from Britain originally. You can probably tell from my accent. I married a Canadian, poor thing, but there you are. 25 years tomorrow, actually, of marriage.
Congratulations.
And I've always been a journalist and an author, and in this country, I work for various other TV stations and so on, but Sun News was created about a year and a half ago, and it was immediately accused of being Fox North. It was a Canadian version of Fox. How could they do it? I mean, to a certain degree, we are, but I think there are similarities and differences. When I agreed to leave my old TV station and come to Sun, they said to me, "We want you to do more and not less faith issues. We want you to talk about the Middle East, as much as you want, all the things that mean such a lot to me. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to think that, how should I put this without being rude, I think we can be quite sophisticated at times. I mean, I'm not a fool. I've written 14 books. I've been to many universities, what that matters. We have other people on our station hosting shows who are similar. We don't go for the lowest. We always go for the highest. We are conservative. I would say that we are tougher on Islam, stronger on gay issues than Fox probably is at this point.
Yes.
And we don't take any prisoners. And so Canada is a very secular country. In a country where religion has been forced out of the public square, I suppose I'm known as one of the relatively few Christians in public life. And I'm very glad to be regarded as such, but I wish there were more of us. And with this book, which I urge everyone to buy several copies of right now, Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity, Amazon.com. I'll be watching the Amazon website as we speak. You know, it's sort of anyone who had any doubt, any of those people who are very anti-Christian who thought, well, maybe Michael Corrett isn't so bad. He's good on some issues. They now realize, no, I'm afraid not. I'm terrible. If you're an atheist, if you're a gay radical, if you believe in killing unborn babies, I'm afraid I'm terrible.
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking at the Amazon website right now, and it's selling at 44% off for the hardcover, which is a steal. So go there, friends. I don't get a commission on this. Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity, Michael Coren, Coren. Go ahead and order it on Amazon. Before we get into this book and the specifics, I asked you about this before, and you told me it'd be fine to do it. I was intrigued by the bios. I've always loved reading bios. But you've got the range here from C.S. Lewis to Tolkien to H.G. Wells to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. I've always enjoyed Sherlock Holmes over the years as a boy, and to this day I can find it enjoyable. So, I mean, it's quite an interesting range of folks that you've picked here. So over the course of this interview, let me pull out one or two here and there so we can focus on your book, Heresy. Sure. But Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, how important was the paranormal to him? How much did he get into this, and does it influence even his Holmes writings?
It was it's a very good question. It was actually at the very center of his life.
Wow.
He'd been raised a Roman Catholic at a very good Roman Catholic school, a private Catholic school. He was a good man. He was a gentleman in the best sense of the word. But he abandoned his faith, and he became a spiritualist when it was extremely popular in the First World War. The carnage was so universal. There were people who lost. I mean, there were women who lost all of their sons and their husband. Imagine there were entire villages in England that simply disappeared because there were no men left, and the women had to move away. Conan Doyle lost people in his family. He was desperate to find those in the afterlife, what he thought was the afterlife, and spiritualism probably had the greatest support it's had in its history at that point. And so he was very much part of it. He believed in the paranormal. He believed he contacted the paranormal. He fell out with Harry Houdini, with whom he was a good friend, over the fact that Houdini went around exposing fake mediums, and Conan Doyle was very angry at this. He actually believed in fairies at the bottom of the garden, that fairies existed. There was a fake photograph taken by two schoolgirls, which he embraced.
Wow.
So he was a credulous man in some ways, and it's easy to laugh at him, but beneath all of that, which is quite disturbing, there was someone of a colossal decency and a great deal of pain as well. But there's one film of him that you can now see, you can actually, if you go onto the internet, you'll probably find it, where he says, "Please, please know me for what I'm most interested in, which is not Sherlock Holmes. It's my spiritualism."
In fact, I actually saw that clip. I was fascinated to see that it existed, that we could actually hear him. Fascinating. So friends, get interested in all of Michael Coren's books, and he will keep you interested in thinking for a while. Okay, we've got a minute before our break, but you did something in your title here that my father would have objected to. My dad was a senior lawyer in the New York Supreme Court, and I would say they, and he'd say, "Who are they? Who are they? Who are you talking about? Who is the they? They say this. Who are the they?" Well, you say in your title, "Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity." Michael, 1 minute. Who is this evil they? Who's the they here?
Well, I could have called it 10 Lies Spread About Christianity, but I wanted to be more aggressive, and I think most people know. I mean, by they, I mean mainstream media, I mean culture, I mean Hollywood, I mean people who dominate our airwaves, I mean people who influence so many people. The book that you wrote, I was reading through it yesterday, superb piece, by the way, you talk about the lies about why Christians oppose homosexual behavior, a misquotation of the Old Testament, a misunderstanding of Christian thought. Lies, when I say they, I'm not accusing a single group, but I think it's dominant now. Public education, mass media, Hollywood, many politicians, people who control and influence the way our young people are being raised, they tell lies about Christianity.
Yeah, well said, and really an apt way of saying it, because it is so general and so widespread. It reminds me of Jeremiah, the first chapter. I wrote a commentary in Jeremiah, and God says, they will attack you. You don't have to tell them who the they is. All right, I know you're not going anywhere. Michael Corrin, author of the book, Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. Buy a few copies right now on Amazon.com.
The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You see, my guest from Canada, but originally from England, Michael Corrin, has a distinct advantage for us here in America. He's got a British accent. See, when Richard Dawkins or the late Christopher Hitchens, they would pontificate as to why there is no God, boy, that's such a great accent, made it sound better. And then you get some New Yorker like me. I mean, I don't have much of my New York accent, still New York personality. But you get a New Yorker like me, now I'm going to give you all the reasons why there is a God. It just doesn't sound as good and smooth. So Michael Corrin is the author of Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. You can download it for your e-readers or get it 44% off. What a steal on Amazon right now. Michael, let's dive in and tackle some of the objections. Obviously, you give the short version. People read the book for the whole. You start with Jesus didn't exist and Christianity is a later creation. Okay, look, we know that none of the major historians of the day even mention Jesus. And in point of fact, you've got parallels with Mithraism and these other things that show that Christianity just borrows its main themes from other religions. Your response, sir?
Well, I think you hear this a lot from people, and it's normally the, look, you believe what you want and whatever, but we don't even know if Jesus existed, or Jesus certainly didn't even exist. There are quite a few contemporaries and near contemporaries, and this is beyond the age of the internet, remember, this is ancient history, who do refer to Jesus. And I think I mentioned in the book, there's a whole group of them, but certainly Tacitus and Pliny. Josephus, we always have to qualify, because when we say Josephus, people will say, but some of his writings were changed later. Well, they may have been. But even those who claim they were don't claim that they were completely invented. They were simply adapted to seem more supportive of Christianity. But he still mentioned Jesus existing, either directly or closely vicariously. Just a few years later, there are references to Jesus at a time when most people were not recorded at all. I mean, there are major Roman figures, for example. And Rome was a relatively literate society. There are Roman leaders, Roman generals, who aren't even mentioned. You might have one mention. There are far more for Jesus at a time when Christianity had no official standing, official condemnation. And we mustn't be anachronistic. We mustn't think, well, people knew it would become this great world religion. People didn't even think about it at that stage. It wasn't taken at all seriously. Today, there could be, forgive me if this sounds disrespectful, but there could be a cult today involving a small group of people in a far-off place. There'd be hardly any recording of it, even with mass media. There were references to Jesus at a time when no one thought this was going to be a serious religion.
Yeah, and in point of fact, this was not like contemporary reporting where you were jotting down things as they happened. The greatest Roman historians would normally wait for history to unfold, and then a generation or two later write something reflective. So Jesus is attested where you'd expect him to be attested. And of course, many of the so-called parallels, really, when you compare them side by side, just underscore the uniqueness of Christianity, the uniqueness of the Jesus faith. I don't want to touch on this one because we don't have enough time yet. We'll come back to it. But the Da Vinci Code, I fly a lot, as I'm sure you do, and I was amazed for, I don't know, a year or so, that everywhere I fly, I'd see people over the plane reading this book. It was a phenomenon. Doesn't that really uncover the true story? Everything was carefully researched and accurate. He says it's all accurate right at the beginning.
He's very dishonest, because what Dan Brown does is every time he's attacked, the book is a few years ago now, but it did a huge damage, and there are spin-offs still coming out. is that he would say, oh, it's just a novel, for goodness sake. But within that novel, he refers to real people. He quotes, there's almost a bibliography. He implies it's a work of nonfiction. And he's factually wrong on all sorts of issues. And then he just makes things up, which are fine in a novel, but he did not intend for this to be regarded as a novel. And I've met tragically people who have lost their faith because of this book, All for Money. So many of the dates that he quotes are wrong. There's meant to be a monk from the Catholic organization Opus Dei. There are no monks in Opus Dei. I mean, there simply is no such thing. I mean, there is not an Opus Dei monk, who in this case, of course, is an albino and a murderer. The nonsense about the painting of the Last Supper, there's nothing to this at all. This obsession with Jesus apparently having children, you know, there were contemporaries who wanted to discredit Jesus, and they tried in every way they could to discredit him. They would have, if they had any sort of evidence, at the time that he actually had a sexual relationship and had children, this would have been made public all over the Roman Empire. The Jewish authorities would have proclaimed it. They didn't know, but apparently Dan Brown, 2,000 years ago, has finally discovered the truth.
Yeah, I actually did a debate on that with, there was a panel of three, it was actually Rabbi Shmuley was part of it, Daryl Bach, a New Testament scholar, myself, and I kept going back when I read through the book. I found it a great read. It was a great novelist, but it's fiction. And I kept going back to the front and said, wait, he says this is accurate, because whatever I could verify biblically, historically, was false. And I said, basically, you could learn as much about geology watching Ice Age as you could learn about church history in the New Testament reading this book. All right, Michael, we've got to take care of a couple minutes of some housekeeping here, and we will be back with more with Michael Coren, author of the book, Heresy, 10 Lies They Say They Spread About Christianity. Michael, just 10 seconds. Why should people buy this book?
Why should people buy the book?
Yeah.
Because I think if you are well-versed in all of this, maybe you don't need it. But if you want a popular, accessible, one-volume defense of all the major arguments thrown at Christians today, that's what I've tried to achieve in this. I'm not an intellectual, really. I'm not a theologian. But I'm a journalist who's answered pretty much every attack on the faith for the past 20, 25 years, and I've tried to sum them up in 80,000 words.
And it's one that can be used by Catholics, Protestants, Greek Orthodox, non-affiliated alike. All right, we'll be back with Michael Coren. I got this amazing email yesterday from a gentleman who said he never used his computer. It took him 3 hours to write this one-page email. And one section, and he was prompted to give to help with our radio obligations. Again, this is listener-sponsored Christian radio. We don't receive funds from the radio stations to be on the air. I don't receive a salary to do this. This is listener-sponsored, ministry-oriented radio. And he writes and says, God saved me out of drug and alcohol addiction in 1998 on Father's Day. I became a new person. But he said his biggest ongoing struggle was pornography. And then he goes on to say how the messages that we've preached in the radio show have been a big part of the victory that he's enjoyed now 3 years free from the bondage of that sin. Maybe at the end of the show I'll share more on this with you. But how absolutely encouraging. He writes, your practical teaching about holiness is truly what the church needs to hear today. And he is a Southern Baptist writing in. Friends, if you could help us, again, your gift of any size, we will send you, as my appreciation, the 2-hour DVD debate with Professor Bart Ehrman. Does the Bible provide an adequate answer to the problem of suffering? You will absolutely love watching this and will be richly ministered to. And it's great to watch with your atheist friends. 1-800-278-9978. If everyone does what they're able to do, all of our needs will be met. Our deep appreciation also to all those who can become monthly supporters, torchbearers. Thanks to all of you for praying and standing with us. 1-800-278-9978. Or if it's easier, just go online, askdrbrown.org, right on the homepage. And any responses we get, we will automatically send the gift out to you. 1-800-278-9978. Friends, together we're making a difference. Jesus is still Lord, regardless of what the culture, the world says or thinks.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My guest all this hour in the midst of his busy schedule as a major news TV host in Canada and a radio show host and a columnist and author, Michael Corrin. He's the best-selling author of 14 books, most recently, Heresy, The Lies They Spread About Christianity. You can order it at a steal, 44% off. Got a great hardcover and a very readable book. You can order it on Amazon.com right now. 866-34-TRUTH is our number. Michael, again, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I don't want you to feel bad about how busy you are.
That's not true. I mean, it's a great pleasure to be here. And the TV show, as you know, we record in the morning. It's done by about 1 o'clock. It airs every evening. And my wife and our oldest son, they're away at the theater all day today. So I'm on my own. I feel terribly lonely.
All right. Now, listen, this is a very patriotic thing. You mentioned that tomorrow's your 25th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
You know, for a Canadian and a Brit to get married on July 4th, in honor of, I'm sure you did it in honor of American Independence Day, right?
You mean that rebellion against the crown by those ungrateful Americans? Yeah. Our national holiday is July 1st, which was this past weekend. But, you know, I mean, it's a serious issue. The gay community now has their gay pride parade on the same weekend as July 1st, which is Canada Day. And they've rather incorporated this. And what is happening, it's extremely worrying because it's not a parade of people who happen to be gay. It's a parade of people, many of whom are completely naked. They're performing illegal acts in the street. Many children are taken along to see all this. And the police are told, and I know this for a fact, many officers have told me, they'll deny it publicly, but the police have been told to not charge or arrest anyone for breaking laws of public decency on this particular day. So if the next day somebody did, when it went around naked, they'd be arrested. But on Pride Parade, which is meant to say, we're just like anyone else,
exactly,
then they won't be charged. So it becomes a no-go area for anyone who has a decent sense of what is right and wrong.
Amazing. In my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, which you do have and which we talked about on your show last week, actually, on your TV show, I do raise that question. Is this something to be proud of? Is there something to be ashamed of? Just think if, say, the civil rights movement in America was famous for men walking around naked and men performing sex acts with men naked or just men with women, the outrage, the reproach it would bring to the movement. And yet somehow this is acceptable. Let's do this. Before we go back to your Heresy book and I ask you a couple quick questions about some of the other folks you wrote biographies about, let's just take a couple of minutes. You are an eyewitness to the real conflict between, quote, gay rights and religious rights in Canada. Can you give me any anecdotes where this is actually playing out in the courts or with religious leaders or Catholic priests or something like that?
I could go on for hours. In fact, I wrote a piece just recently for the National Review about 3 weeks ago, be warned, this is what will happen. And I'm writing a book now about same-sex marriage for Random House, which will be out next year. It's not just about losing the marriage issue, which is bad enough. It's about the inevitable consequences, which is triumphalism and intolerance. Now, this is not that every gay person wants to persecute someone who disagrees with them. That's not true. Mm-hmm. But you develop a culture where if you disagree with same-sex marriage, you are, excuse the pun, you are a heretic. In this country, or where shall I start, there was a Knights of Columbus Hall in Vancouver, British Columbia. There's ordinary guys, not particularly sophisticated, frankly, and they rent out their hall for marriage ceremony. I mean, we had our wedding, we had our reception in the Ukrainian Cultural Center. I'm English, my wife is Anglo-Indian, there's nothing Ukrainian about us, but it's just a hall. A couple rented this place for their reception. The Knights of Columbus found out they were lesbian. They said, look, we're really sorry. We're a Catholic hall. We can't do this. But, you know, we'll find you another hall and we'll pay for new invitations to be printed. The couple said nope. Took them to a human rights commission. Tens of thousands of dollars later, there was sort of a middle way ruling. I can hear the music, so I'll tell you more after the
break. All right. Hey, thanks for being sensitive to that. Yeah, there's a whole lot to be said. Scores and scores of examples. In fact, I'm impressed that Michael is still enjoying the broadcasting freedoms he is in Canada. We'll come back and talk about C.S. Lewis.
Oh God of burning, cleansing flame, send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My guest, best-selling author and TV and radio host in Canada, Michael Corrin, his new book, Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. Would you like a simple, clear-headed responses you could share with people who say, Jesus didn't exist. We know that. And there's no God. And look, bad things happen to good people. And all the clever people are atheists. Christians are just stupid. And look, Hitler himself was a Christian. And can't deny it. Christianity supported slavery. And Christians are opposed to science. How can we take seriously what they have to say? And so on. Would you like a book that gives you simple, clear-headed responses? Well, here it is by Michael Corrin. The book again, Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity, and on sale at a steal of a price at Amazon.com. Michael, welcome back to the broadcast. You followed, I'm sure, the case of the sportscaster in Canada who tweeted his support for a hockey agent here in the United States, an NHL agent who had said that marriage is the union of a man and a woman. He tweeted his support for this and was subsequently fired. Is that accurate, that actually took place?
Not only did I follow it, Damien Goddard is a good friend of mine. Yes, all that happened was he was a well-known anchor on a sports station, a big sports station.
And this is sports. We're not talking about Will and Grace reruns. This is a sports station in Canada.
Yeah, hockey and baseball and football and basketball. I mean, the guy, and he didn't even initiate this. There's a hockey player, a rather thuggish guy, frankly, who's never been political, but suddenly said he supported same-sex marriage. I think it was probably a publicity stunt. An agent, the hockey agent, then said, I don't agree. I think marriage is one man and one woman. That agent was then just drenched with the most incredible abuse. I mean, and you know what we mean by abuse.
Yes, sir.
You know, I hope you're raped by someone with AIDS. I hope your children are slaughtered. This is the gentle opposition. Mm-hmm. All Damien said when he saw this, he tweeted in solidarity, I agree with him that marriage, I believe in the traditional definition of marriage, one man and one woman.
That's it. That's it.
That is all he wrote. Now, he was called to the office within an hour or two, and he said, well, I can't come in right now, but eventually went in, and they said, we're terminating your contract. Now, they, of course, deny there's any connection, but we may look stupid, but we're not. His record was exemplary. He'd just been praised for his work, and yet within moments of this, he was... That is a particularly acute case, but... In spirit, it's not unique. Other people have lost jobs. There are people in government services. People have been taken to human rights commissions. And once again, I want to emphasize, this is not to attack all gay people, because that will be ludicrous. I have many gay friends who disagree with this. I think it's a horrible way to behave. But it's still the way people behave. There is enormous pressure now to toe the line. And I honestly believe that not so much my lifetime, or maybe my lifetime, but with my kids, that they're going to face something extremely ugly, because there are two great threats, I think, to Christian civilization right now. One comes from radical Islam. Oh, no, let me rephrase that. One comes from Islam, and the other comes from a moral decadence, which has within it the gay elements of the gay community. We're aborting babies. We're affirming homosexuality on the one side. On the other, we have a growing and increasingly radical and influential Islamic community. We're going to face these two groups, and it's not going to be pretty. And I don't say this with any relish. You know, I don't want to be a martyr. I want to die in bed at the age of 90 eating chocolate. But I do think there are going to be some hard times ahead.
Yeah, and we already see in some European countries where you have the rise of these two extremes, say in Holland, for example, where you've had Muslims kill a gay activist leader and the like, because you've got these two massively conflicting ideologies, and believers, Christians, those of moral standing and value are going to be stuck right in the middle of this unless the tide changes radically. So you wrote a number of biographies. That absolutely fascinating to see this. We'll have to do a book exchange. If any of my other books are of interest, you we'll do a book exchange. But C.S. Lewis, I saw a survey of evangelical Christian leaders, and they said that the most influential person, the most influential figure of their lives, this was top evangelical leaders probably about 10 years ago, was C.S. Lewis, that his writings, long after he had left this world, were still making a tremendous impact. is there anything that he wrote back then or about who he is back then, so a generation back, that is speaking in advance to the situations that we're facing today?
Yeah, an enormous amount. The influence on my life is beyond measure. And in fact, this book, Heresy, is dedicated to Walter Hooper, who's a good friend of ours. Walter was Lewis's last secretary and close friend for the final 6 months of his life. Walter Hooper is from the United States. He now lives in the UK. And I've dedicated the book to him, and I love him. And he's just a direct link to Lewis. So much that Lewis wrote, apart from his wonderful Christian apologetics, his brilliant children's stories, he predicted what would happen. He looked to a world where we were influenced not by what we know, but what we feel, where liberalism and modernism dominated. This was in the as early as the 30s, certainly by the 50s. He died in 1963. He was talking about this. It's very wonderful. He said at one point, he said, one of my great fears is that people in the West are inoculated. They're given just enough Christianity when they're young to not be in any way infected by it when they grow up. And that's so true, because one of the reasons so many people in the West are anti-Christian is they get this very small, slightly strange, diluted version of the faith when they're little, and they think they then have the authority to criticize it and condemn it when they grow up. I see that time and time again.
Yeah, and now as we appeal to Scripture, as we appeal to morality, as we even appeal to basic norms of gender distinction, it boggles my mind to hear people say, well, I'm Christian, and then they deny the most fundamental aspects of the faith and don't even seem to realize that they're doing it. I was interacting with some folks on a website the other day, and I quoted the words of Paul, and the lady who claims to be a catechized Christian wrote back and said, I don't like your rules. Who needs your rules? And then she said, Jesus preached love, so I quoted the words of Jesus. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And she said, who are you to speak for God?
I know. It's extraordinary. There are people who don't want to follow Jesus. They want to edit Jesus. They don't really know what Jesus said and what he did, but what they think they know they rather like, which is vaguely being nice to people, and they think not condemning. Now, of course, they're hypocrites as well, because they're not very nice to people, and they do condemn others. In their tolerance, they're horribly intolerant of anybody else. And the one you hear, and I think I use this in the book, you hear this time and time again, well, who are you to judge? Because, you know, the woman brought in adultery. And that passage is so wonderful. It's not about not having an opinion. It's about not being a hypocrite. Little village, everyone's looked at this very attractive woman. She's caught in adultery. They say to Jesus, what are you going to do? And he says, well, look, if you've never looked at her with lust, if you've never, ever let your eyes wander, okay, then stone her. But otherwise, stop it now. You're being hypocrites. And they realize what he said. And what he says to her, and it's very beautiful, he doesn't say, I forgive you, be safe, you know.
Right.
You know, what he says is, I forgive you, don't do it again. Now, that's a wonderful duality of our faith. We are forgiven, but at the same time, simultaneously, we have to try and reform our character. We might fail. God knows that we might fail, but we have to try. And what you have in Christianity, you have the very, very puritanical types who obsess about don't do it again. And you have the very liberal ones who just think it's all about being forgiven. It's both. It has to be both. You must try. You must live according to a code. You must observe the commandments. At the same time, you're given incredible, universal, wonderful, unparalleled love by God.
Yeah, that says it wonderfully well. Thanks for articulating it like that. All right, let's take 2 minutes, dive into another objection that you cover in your book, Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. How about all the clever people are atheists? I mean, the brights, the scientific ones, the university profs. It's the backwoods preacher believe the Bible. We didn't come from chimpanzees. I mean, they're the stupid ones. So, how do you respond to that?
What, should I do that now?
Let's dive in. We can always finish on the other side.
You know, it's really very funny. Look, I have met stupid and clever people who are everything. I met stupid and clever atheists, stupid and clever Christians. It's not about intelligence. It's about faith. However, you know, just as I say in the chapter in the book, you know, C.S. Lewis, Thomas Aquinas, Cardinal Newman, Isaac Newton, Dostoevsky, I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. In fact, the vast majority of brilliant people who shaped the West have been Christians. And even today, the same is true. But what you have now, you have universities, probably the lowest level of intellectual achievement right now at universities, but so many of the people in positions of influence are atheists, and they belittle Christians. Particularly, I've found other students belittle Christians. They've been told that this is a way to appear clever. And you'll buy a book by Hitchens or Dawkins. You won't read it, but you'll leave it on the coffee table. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the, you know, the outward signs of your brilliance, that you criticize America, you criticize George Bush, you make fun of Christianity, you say same-sex marriage is terrific, and you see lots of Hollywood movies. That makes you a great person.
That's it. And as Joe Biden said, Will and Grace has educated America. That's from the Vice President of the United States himself. All right, back with more with our author Michael Caron, the book Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
My guest this entire hour has been well-known Canadian TV and radio host and columnist and author Michael Caron. His latest book, which we encourage you to get, is Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. Michael, I'm again fascinated by the biographies that you wrote on men like C.S. Lewis, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, J.R.R. Tolkien, H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells, the name may not ring a bell with as many folks of the younger generation today, but how might folks be connected to H.G. Wells if they don't know his name?
They'll almost certainly know some of his books. The Invisible Man, The Time Machine, The War of the Worlds, a movie recently with Tom Cruise. Where is he now? So he's a very influential author. When he was alive...
Which was when, Michael?
He lived, his fame was really the 1890s till about 1930 or so, mm-hmm. and his book sold millions of copies. He met with Stalin. Stalin prolonged the interview. He was a household name. He was the bestseller when it really meant something. And so we think of his scientific romances, science fiction, and how he predicted things to come. He was also a vehement atheist and someone who believed in graphic social engineering. He believed that all sorts of people should be killed to improve the lot of the rest of humanity, the disabled, the handicapped, all sorts of people of color. It just went on and on and on. This, I think, has to be emphasized. Although we think of the right, if we think of Hitler and the Nazis, of so much pain, so much evil that they committed, it was the left that really came up with the idea of social engineering, of ethnic cleansing, of changing people, of interfering in God's plan. George Bernard Shaw, Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, H.G. Mm-hmm. Wells, Sidney and Beatrice Webb. These are people of the left who thought that by forcing abortion, by restricting population, by changing the nature of humanity, then people would improve as we evolved and progressed. And H.G. Wells was at the very center of that.
Extraordinary. Just extraordinary. Have you interacted with the claim that Invisible Man may have been a tacit story about homosexuality?
No, I'm not aware of that. I mean, I know there are various parallels and metaphors in his work, but I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, that's a claim that I've read. I don't know if there's any truth to it in terms of the thinking, but fascinating with H.G. Wells, all the futurism and yet things that fueled it. And what about Tolkien? Of course, this whole generation now has grown up with the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And even though I've never been a much of a Middle Earth guy, you can't help but know Tolkien's legacy and his effect on Lewis. So here's another influential author whose books are now being memorialized in movies for this generation. What can you tell us about Tolkien?
Well, the first part of The Hobbit comes out this Christmas, and the second part, Christmas of 2013. Hobbit was a devout Christian man. His life wasn't that exciting, really. He was an academic, a professor at Oxford University, and his faith was at the very center of who he was. He was influential in Lewis becoming a Christian to a certain extent, but he was one of many factors. Lewis really thought himself into the Christian faith. But Tolkien was a man who, there was a goodness about him, too. There's a wonderful story that before the Second World War, a German publisher wrote to him and asked if they could translate his book. But they also asked if he was an Aryan. Are you an Aryan? And Tolkien wrote back and said, the word makes no sense. If, however, you're asking, do I have any Jewish blood, sadly, I do not have any blood from that gifted people, but you have no. I will never give you the rights to translate my book.
Wow.
Now, you know, not everybody was on side in the mid-1930s. You know, people still had a lot of thinking to do when it came to the horrible anti-Semitism of the Nazis. Tolkien, no problem. You people are pagan, and the Nazis were. You're pagan, you're evil, you're wrong. I'm a Christian. Go away.
Yeah, so again, prophetic insight, one from above, one from below, you could say, with Tolkien compared to Wells. But the people who've really seen these things, the Francis Schaeffers, who talked about America being post-Christian two decades ago and explained where we were at, we need to pay attention to their works. And again, I can't wait to read some of these biographies. Michael, what kind of responses are you getting to your book, Heresies, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity?
Well, I mean, as you would expect, I mean, it's Random House, so it's done extremely well, and it's, you know, it's all over the place, and people are buying it, so I'm very lucky in that way. The criticisms, well, no one actually criticizes it, they attack it. So those people who, they're not attacking the book, they're attacking Christianity first, attacking God and Christ. Then, much lower down, they're attacking me, and then they're attacking the book. So there are no cogent arguments, because I don't think there are any compelling arguments being made against what I'm saying, but it's the usual. We hate you, you're this, you're that, you're homophobic, you're stupid. They don't say I'm stupid, but they're trying to shoot the messenger. But we're getting through that, you know. The book has got a certain appeal. My last couple of books have sold extremely well. And every now and again, I'm sure you have the same, you'll meet someone who says, wow, I read your book. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and changes their thinking.
Oh,
and especially they get to hear your heart and get to know you better.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, Michael, it has been an extreme pleasure to get to know you through our times on broadcast together through exchanging books, and hopefully we can stay in touch. Keep reading A Queer Thing Happened to America, and let me know when you get through it, and God willing, we can reconnect on one of these broadcasts in the future. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Anytime. It'd be my great pleasure. God bless you.
Wonderful. All right, Michael Caron, the book, Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. Michael Coren, Coren. Go to Amazon.com, order some copies. You'll really enjoy it, and it'll be a great equipping read for you and for your friends. This email I got yesterday was just so touching. From a gentleman, he asked me, he said, use the email, but don't mention my name. I'm writing you this letter to encourage you and hopefully others to give to your ministry. I also want to share a little about how God has used your work in radio and preaching to draw me closer to Him and open my eyes wider to the true spiritual war we're in. I've given to your ministry before, but have not become a torchbearer yet, even though my wife and I have felt led to become one. When I heard your plea to listeners to help keep God's work going through your ministry on radio, meaning yesterday's show, I knew this was a call for action on our part, the listeners and all who have been blessed by any part of your work, past or present. I truly believe that you are on the front lines of the battle against persecution of Jesus and Christians and moral insanity. I will be giving $1,000 to help your ministry stay on the front lines. I will also become a torchbearer. As soon as I said to myself, I will give, God immediately laid this amount on my heart. This is a lot of money for me to be giving, but I know what God will provide and increase its value. Hey, I've already really prayed for you that God would smile on you and show His generosity towards you as you help us. I continue to appeal to every one of you who appreciates this broadcast, who is blessed by the work that we're doing, and you want to lift this burden off of me so that we can run our race even more effectively. Stand with us right now. Every dime coming in will go to help with our radio outreach and meet our current obligations and open the door for future expansion. And my thank you for you, your gift of any size. My two-hour DVD debate with Bart Ehrman, Does the Bible Provide an Adequate Answer to the Problem of Suffering? Here's the number to call, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978, or go to askdrbrown.org. Right on the homepage, you can donate. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. Our bottom line today, I want to remind you as followers of Jesus, we have nothing of which to be ashamed, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, socially. As we stand for truth, do it with utter confidence that we are on the right side.
They would have any blood. You have no people, but no, I will never give you the right book to translate my book.
Wow.
Now, you know, not every side in the mid-19th side in the people still had a lot of the 30s, you know, when it came thinking to do to the horrible anti-Semitism. Tolkien of the Nazis, you no pagan, you people are poor, you're pagan, and the Nazis were evil, you're pagan, you're Christian, go wrong. I'm a Christian. Away.
And prophetic, yeah, so again, one from above sight, oh, you could say, one from below compared to with Tolkien. But to Wells, really seeing the people who, the Francis Chase things, who talked about Mayfers, post-Christian America being two decades, explained where decades ago, and we need to where we're at, to their, to pay attention. And again, works, a way to read. I can't read biographies. Michael, some of these bounces are you getting? What kind of response your book, Heresy, getting to you spread about Christie's 10 Lies that Christianity?
You would expect. I mean, as you know, so it's done, it's random and extremely well. You know, it's all over the bear. It's buying it, place, and people have been that way. So I'm very lucky. Well, the criticism criticizes it, but no one actually. So those people, they attack it. They're attacking the book. They're not Christianity. They're attacking me and Christ first. They're attacking God and much lower down. They're attacking me, and now they are the book. So then they're attacking. There are no codes. I think there are any arguments, but I don't be made against what are compelling arguments. But I'm saying, well, it's the usual. You're this. You're the, we hate you. You're homophobic. You're that. You're. Yep. They don't say that you're stupid. They're stupid, but they shoot the messenger. They try. We're getting to, but you know, the book has got through that. You know, my last couple of books, certain appeal extremely well. The books are solved. I'm sure you have. Every now and again, meet someone who's saying you'll read your book. Says, wow, I didn't know that.
Thinking. Oh, changes their. They oh, and especially could, and get to hear your heart.
Yeah.
Get to know you better. Well, listen, Mike.
Yeah.
An extreme pleasure. It has been a know you pleasure to get Tim's on broadcast through our time exchanging books together through. Hopefully we can see books and reading a queer thing. Stay in touch. Keep reading. Let me happen to America. And God willing, when you get through it, act on one of these Berlin, we can reconnect in the future. Broadcast, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. God bless you. Time. Be my great.
Wonderful. All right. One book. Michael Karin, the book. Heresy. 10 Lies They Spread. Heresy. 10 Michael, about Christianity, O-R-E-Corin, C-O-Z-O-N.com, and go to Amazon. You're really, order some copy, and it'll be enjoy, equipping a great for you and read for friends, for your, this email I got you. This was just so, yesterday, touching, from a gentleman, he said, he asked me, don't mention the email, but this letter to my name, I'm writing to encourage you, others, to, and hopefully ministry. Give to your mayor a little about how I also want to share work in radio and God has used your word to draw me close, preach me to my eyes wider. Said to him, an open true spiritual war to the I've given to your in, but have not become a ministry before, even though my wife and I torch prayer yet even come one. I have felt led to be clear to listeners when I heard your God's work going to help keep radio, meaning through your ministry on radio. I knew this was yesterday's show, and on our part, it's a call for action, as in all who have been the list part of your work, pastor, and blessed by any part. I truly believe you're present. Front lines of the battle. I believe that you are on the persecution of Jesus' battle against Persians and moral and cis and Christian. I'll be giving $1,000 to help your $1,000 on the front line ministry stay. Also become a twin. I will, as soon as I torchbearer, I will give. God said to myself, I amount of my heart immediately laid this for me to be giving. This is a lot of money. I know what God will, but I increase its value, provide, and I've already really have you prayed for a smile on you that God would show generosity and show his help us towards you as you have to appeal to. I continue to who appreciates to every one of you who is this broadcast that we're doing, blessed by the work, lift this burden off, and you want to live so that we can run off of me effectively, stay our race even more right now. Every man with us right in will go to dime coming to our radio out to help with current obligation outreach and meet our door for future actions and open the and my thanks expansion. Thank you for you. Any size, your gift of 2-hour DVIs, my with Bart Ehrman, does you debate about an adequate answer to the Bible provide problem of suffering? Here's her to the 800. This number to call 1-800-978-2789. Go to ask or brown dusk Dr. Brett on the homepage org or time 1-800. You can donate 1-278-800-9789. Bottom line today, I want to remind you today, Jesus, we have followers of Jesus, which to be ashamed, nothing of actually shame, intellect, emotionally, spiritually, so truth. As we stand for truth, confidence, do it with us on the that we are on the right side.
Have any blood.
And they would
punch people, but you have never give you the right. No, I will never translate my book. You know,
wow.
Side in the, not everyone side in the mid-1930s. You know, people still had a lot of thinking to do when it came to the horrible anti-Semitism of the Nazis. Tolkien, pagan, and the Nazis were, you're pagan, you're evil, you're wrong. I'm a Christian. Go away.
Yeah, so again, prophetic insight, one from above, one from below, you could say, with Tolkien compared to Wells. But the people who've really seen these things, the Francis Schaeffers, who talked about America being post-Christian two decades ago and explained where we were at, we need to pay attention to their works. And again, I can't wait to read some of these biographies. Michael, what kind of responses are you getting to your book, Heresies, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity?
Well, I mean, as you would expect, I mean, it's Random House, so it's done extremely well, and it's, you know, it's all over the place, and people are buying it, so I'm very lucky in that way. The criticisms, well, no one actually criticizes it, they attack it. So those people who, they're not attacking the book, they're attacking Christianity first, they're attacking God and Christ. Then, much lower down, they attacking me, and then they're attacking the book. So there are no cogent arguments, but I don't think there are any compelling arguments being made against what I'm saying, but it's the usual, we hate you, you're this, you're that, you're homophobic, you're stupid. They don't say I'm stupid, but they're trying to shoot the messenger. But we're getting through that, you know. The book has got a certain appeal. My last couple of books have sold extremely well, and every now and again, I'm sure you have the same, you'll meet someone who says, wow, I read your book. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and changes their thinking.
Oh,
and especially they get to hear your heart and get to know you better.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, Michael, it has been an extreme pleasure to get to know you through our times on broadcast together through exchanging books, and hopefully we can stay in touch. Keep reading A Queer Thing Happened to America. Let me know when you get through it, and God willing, we can reconnect on one of these broadcasts in the future. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Anytime. It'd be my great pleasure. God bless you.
Wonderful. All right, Michael Caron, the book, Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity, Michael Caron, Coren. Go to Amazon.com, order some copies. You'll really enjoy it, and it'll be a great equipping read for you and for your friends. This email I got yesterday was just so touching from a gentleman. He asked me, he said, use the email, but don't mention my name. I'm writing you this letter to encourage you and hopefully others to give to your ministry. I also want to share a little about how God has used your work in radio and preaching to draw me closer to him and open my eyes wider to the true spiritual war we're in. I've given to your ministry before, but have not become a torchbearer yet, even though my wife and I have felt led to become one. When I heard your plea to listeners to help keep God's work going through your ministry on radio, meaning yesterday's show, I knew this was a call for action on our part, the listeners and all who have been blessed by any part of your work, past or present. I truly believe that you are on the front lines of the battle against persecution of Jesus and Christians and moral insanity. I will be giving $1,000 to help your ministry stay on the front lines. I will also become a torchbearer. As soon as I said to myself, I will give, God immediately laid this amount on my heart. This is a lot of money for me to be giving, but I know what God will provide and increase its value. Hey, I've already really prayed for you that God would smile on you and show his generosity towards you as you help us. I continue to appeal to every one of you who appreciates this broadcast, who is blessed by the work that we're doing, and you want to lift this burden off of me so that we can run our race even more effectively. Stand with us right now. Every dime coming in will go to help with our radio outreach and meet our current obligations and open the door for future expansion. And my thank you for you, your gift of any size, my two-hour DVD debate with Bart Ehrman, Does the Bible Provide an Adequate Answer to the Problem of Suffering? Here's the number to call, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978, or go to askdrbrown.org. Right on the homepage, you can donate. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line today, I want to remind you as followers of Jesus, we have nothing of which to be ashamed, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, socially. As we stand for truth, do it with utter confidence that we are on the right side.
They would have any blood. You have no people. But no, I will never give you the right book to translate my book.
Wow.
Now, you know, not every side in the mid-19th side in the people still had a lot of the 30s, you know, when it came thinking to do Semitism, to the horrible anti-Semitism, talking of the Nazis, pagan,
it was too,
you're pagan, and the Nazis were evil, you're pagan, you're Christian, go wrong, I'm a Christian, away.
And prophetic, so again, one from above sight, oh, you could say, one from below compared to with Tolkien. But to Wells, really seen the people who, the Francis Chase things, who talked about Schaeffers, post-Christian America being two-dextion, explained where we were decades ago. And, we need to, where we're at, to their, to pay attention And again, works, Way to Read. I can't read biographies. Michael, some of these bounces are you getting? What kind of response your book, Harris, getting to spread about Christie's 10 Lies to Christianity?
Well, you would expect. I mean, so it's done. It's random and extremely well. You know, it's all over the place. It's lying it. Place and people have been that way. So I'm very lucky. Well, the criticism criticizes it, but no one actually. So those people, they attack it. They're not attacking the book. They're not Christianity. They're attacking me and Christ first. They're attacking God much lower down. They're attacking me and now they are the book. So then they're attacking. There are no codes. I think there are any arguments. I don't be made against what are compelling arguments. But I'm saying, well, it's the usual. You're this. You're that. We hate you. You're homophobic. You're that. You're. Yep. They don't say, oh, you're stupid. They try stupid, but shoot the messenger. We're getting to you. But you know, the book has got through that. You know, my last couple of books have a certain appeal extremely well. The books are so, I'm sure you have this. Every now and again, meet someone who's saying, you'll read your book. Says, wow, I didn't know that.
Thinking. Oh, changes their, they oh, and especially, and get to hear your heart.
Yeah.
Get to know you better. Well, listen, Mike.
Yeah.
An extreme pleasure. It has been a know you pleasure to get to on broadcast through our time exchanging books together through. Hopefully we can books and reading a queer thing. Stay in touch. Keep reading. Let me know happen to America. And God willing, when you get through it, on one of these Berlin, we can reconnect in the future. Broadcast, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. God bless you. Time. Be my great.
Wonderful. All right. My one book, Michael Caron, the book, Heresy. 10 Lies They Spread. Heresy. 10 Lies. Michael, about Christianity, Amazon.com, and go to Amazon. You'll really order some copy of it, and it'll be enjoy, equipping, a great for you, and read for friends, for your, email I got you. This was just so yesterday, touching, from a gentleman. He said, he asked me, don't mention the email, but this letter to my name, I'm writing to encourage you, others, to, and hopefully ministry. Give to your mayor a little about how I also want to share work in radio and God has used your word to draw me close, preach me to my eyes wider. Listen to him and open true spiritual water to the I've given to you more in, but have not become a ministry before, even though my wife and I torch prayer yet. Even come on, I have felt led to be clear to listeners when I heard you God's work going to help keep radio, meaning through your ministry on radio. I knew this was yesterday's show, and on our part, it's a call for action, as in all who have been the listener part of your work, past and blessed by any part. I truly believe you're present. Front lines of the believe that you are on the execution of Jesus' battle against persecutions and moral and cis and Christian. I'll be giving $1,000 to help your $1,000 on the front line ministry stay. Also become a twins. I will, as soon as I torch bearer, I will give. God said to myself, I have an amount on my heart. Immediately they decide for me to be giving. This is a lot of money. I know what God will, but I increase its value, provide. And I've already really have you prayed for a smile on you that God would send generosity and show his help us. Towards you as you have to appeal to. I continue to who appreciates every one of you who is this broadcast that we're doing, blessed by the work, lift this burden off, and you want to live so that we can run off of me effectively, stay our race even more right now. Every man with us right in will go to dime coming to our radio out to help with current obligation outreach and meet our door for future actions and open the and my thanks expansion. Thank you for you. Any sign, your gift of 2-hour DVIs, my tooth Bart Ehrman, does you debate about an adequate answer to the Bible provide problem of suffering? Here's her to the 800. Number to call 1-800-978-2789. Go to ask or brown dusk Dr. Brett on the homepage org or time 1-800 you can donate 1-278-800-9789. Bottom line today, I want to remind you today, I want this. We have followers of Jesus which to be ashamed, nothing actually shamed, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, as we so truth. We stand for truth and confidence. Do it with us on the that we are on the right side.
Have any blood. And they would punch people. But you have never give you the right. No, I will never translate my book. You know.
Wow.
Now, side in the, not everyone side in the mid-1930s. You know, people still had a lot of thinking to do when it came to the horrible anti-Semitism of the Nazis. Tolkien.
It was too
pagan. And the Nazis were, you're pagan, you're evil, you're wrong. I'm a Christian. Go away.
Yeah, so again, prophetic insight, one from above, one from below, you could say, with Tolkien compared to Wells. But the people who've really seen these things, the Francis Schaeffers, who talked about America being post-Christian 2 decades ago and explained where we were at, we need to pay attention to their works. And again, I can't wait to read some of these biographies. Michael, what kind of responses are you getting to your book, Heresies, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity?
Well, I mean, as you would expect, I mean, it's Random House, so it's done extremely well, and it's, you know, it's all over the place, and people are buying it. So I'm very lucky in that way. The criticisms, well, no one actually criticizes it. They attack it. So those people who, they're not attacking the book. They're attacking Christianity first. They're attacking God and Christ. Then, much lower down, they're attacking me, and then they're attacking the book. So there are no cogent arguments, but I don't think there are any compelling arguments being made against what I'm saying. But it's the usual, we hate you, you're this, you're that, you're homophobic, you're stupid. They don't say I'm stupid, but they're trying to shoot the messenger. But we're getting through that, you know. The book has got a certain appeal. My last couple of books have sold extremely well. And every now and again, I'm sure you have the same, you'll meet someone who says, wow, I read your book. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and changes their thinking.
Oh,
and especially as they get to hear your heart and get to know you better.
Yeah.
An extreme pleasure to get to know you through our times on broadcast together through exchanging books. And hopefully we can stay in touch. Keep reading A Queer Thing Happened to America. Let me know when you get through it. And God willing, we can reconnect on one of these broadcasts in the future. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Anytime. It'd be my great pleasure. God bless you.
Wonderful. All right. Michael Caron, the book, Heresy. Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. Michael Caron, Coren. Go to Amazon.com, order some copies. You'll really enjoy it, and it'll be a great equipping read for you and for your friends. This email I got yesterday was just so touching from a gentleman. He asked me, he said, use the email, but don't mention my name. I'm writing you this letter to encourage you and hopefully others to give to your ministry. I also want to share a little about how God has used your work in radio and preaching to draw me closer to Him and open my eyes wider to the true spiritual war we're in. I've given to your ministry before, but have not become a torchbearer yet, even though my wife and I have felt led to become one. When I heard your plea to listeners to help keep God's work going through your ministry on radio, meaning yesterday's show, I knew this was a call for action on our part, the listeners and all who have been blessed by any part of your work, past or present. I truly believe that you are on the front lines of the battle against persecution of Jesus and Christians and moral insanity. I will be giving $1,000 to help your ministry stay on the front lines. I will also become a torchbearer. As soon as I said to myself, I will give, God immediately laid this amount on my heart. This is a lot of money for me to be giving, but I know what God will provide and increase its value. Hey, I've already really prayed for you that God would smile on you and show His generosity towards you as you help us. I continue to appeal to every one of you who appreciates this broadcast, who is blessed by the work that we're doing, and you want to lift this burden off of me so that we can run our race even more effectively. Stand with us right now. Every dime coming in will go to help with our radio outreach and meet our current obligations and open the door for future expansion. And my thank you for you, your gift of any size, my two-hour DVD debate with Bart Ehrman, Does the Bible Provide an Adequate Answer to the Problem of Suffering? Here's the number to call, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978, or go to askdrbrown.org. Right on the homepage, you can donate. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line today, I want to remind you as followers of Jesus, we have nothing of which to be ashamed, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, socially. As we stand for truth, do it with utter confidence that we are on the right side.
And they would have any blood. You have no people, but no, I will never give you the right book to translate my book.
Wow.
Now, you know, not every side in the mid-19th side in the people still had a lot of the 30s, you know, when it came thinking to do Semitism, to the horrible anti-Semitism, talking of the Nazis, pagan,
it was too.
You're pagan, and the Nazis were evil. You're pagan, you're Christian. Go wrong. I'm a Christian. Way.
And prophetic. Yeah, so again, one from above sight, oh, you could say, one from below compared to with Tolkien. But to Wells, really seeing the people who, the Francis Chase things, who talked about Amifers, post-Christian America being two-dextion, explained where we were decades ago. And, we need to, where we're at, to their, to pay attention. And again, works, a way to read. I can't read biographies. Michael, some of these bounces are you getting? What kind of response your book, Heresy, getting to you spread about Christie's 10 Lies that Christianity?
You would expect. I mean, so it's done, it's random and extremely well. You know, it's all over the it's buying it, place, and people have been that way. So I'm very lucky. Well, the criticism criticizes it, but no one actually. So those people, they attack it. They're not attacking the book. They're not Christianity. They're attacking me and Christ first. They're attacking God much lower down. They're attacking me, and now they're the book. So then they're attacking. There are no cogent. I think there are any arguments, but they're being made against what are compelling arguments. But I'm saying, well, it's the usual, you're this, you're that. We hate you, you're homophobic, you're that, you're... Yep. They don't say, you're stupid. They try stupid, but shoot the messenger. We're getting to you. But you know, the book has got through that. You know, my last couple of books, a certain appeal extremely well. It looks to solve it. I'm sure you have this. Every now and again, meet someone who's saying, you'll read your book. Says, wow, I didn't know that.
Thinking. Oh, changes their... And get to hear your heart.
Yeah.
Get to know you better.
Yeah.
An extreme pleasure. To know you, pleasure to get to on broadcast through our time exchanging books together through. Hopefully, we can books and reading a queer thing. Stay in touch. Keep reading. Let me know happen to America. And God willing, when you get through it on one of these, Berlin, we can reconnect in the future. Broadcast, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. God bless you. Time. Be my great.
Wonderful. All right. One book. Michael Coren, the book. Heresy. 10 lies they spread. Heresy. 10. Michael about Christianity. Coren. Amazon.com. And go to Amazon. You'll really order some copy it, and it'll be enjoy. Equipping a great for you and read for friends for your email I got you. This was just so yesterday touching from a gentleman. He asked me, don't mention the email, but this letter to my name, I'm writing to encourage you others to, and hopefully ministry, give to your mayor a little about how I also want to share work in radio, and God has used your word to draw me close, preach me to my eyes wider, to him and open true spiritual water to the I've given to you, we're in, but have not become a ministry before, even though my wife and I torch prayer yet, even come one. I have felt led to be clear to listeners when I heard you, God's work going to help keep radio, meaning through your ministry on radio. I knew this was yesterday's show, and on our part, it's a call for action, as in all who have been the listener part of your work, pastor, and blessed by any part. I truly believe you're present. Front lines of the belief that you are on the execution of Jesus' battle against persons and moral and Christian. I'll be giving $1,000 to help your $1,000 on the front line ministry stay, also become a twins. I will always, as soon as I torchbearer, I will give. God said to myself, I have an amount on my heart. Immediately laid this for me to be giving. This is a lot of money. I know what God will, but I increase its value, provide. And I've already really have you prayed for a smile on you that God would send generosity and show his help us towards you as you have to appeal to. I continue to who appreciates every one of you who is this broadcast that we're doing. Blessed by the work, lift this burden off, and you want to live so that we can run off of me. Effectively stay our race even more right now. Every man with us right in will go to dime coming to our radio out to help with current obligation outreach and meet our door for future actions and open the and my thanks expansion. Thank you for you. Any sign your gift of 2-hour DVIs, my tooth Bart Ehrman does you debate without an adequate answer. The Bible provides problem of suffering. Here's her to the 800. Here's the number to call 1-800-978-2789. Go to ask or brown dusk Dr. Brett on the homepage org or time 1-800 you can donate 1-278-800-9789. Bottom line today, I want to remind you today, we have followers of Jesus which to be ashamed, nothing intellectually shamed, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, as we so truth. As we stand for truth, confidence, do it with us on the that we are on the right side.
Have any blood.
And they would
punch people, but you have never give you the right. No, I will never translate my book. Not everyone side in the mid 1930s. You know, people still had a lot of thinking to do when it came to the horrible anti-Semitism of the Nazis. Tolkien,
it was too
pagan, and the Nazis were. You're pagan. You're evil. You're wrong. I'm a Christian. Go away.
Yeah, so again, prophetic insight, one from above, one from below, you could say, with Tolkien compared to Wells. But the people who've really seen these things, the Francis Schaeffers, who talked about America being post-Christian 2 decades ago and explained where we were at, we need to pay attention to their works. And again, I can't wait to read some of these biographies. Michael, what kind of responses are you getting to your book, Heresies, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity?
Well, I mean, as you would expect, I mean, it's Random House, so it's done extremely well, and it's, you know, it's all over the place, and people are buying it, so I'm very lucky in that way. The criticisms, well, no one actually criticizes it, they attack it. So those people who, they're not attacking the book, they're attacking Christianity first, they're attacking God and Christ. Then, much lower down, they're attacking me, and then they're attacking the book. So there are no cogent arguments, but I don't think there are any, I'm saying, but it's the usual... we hate you, you're this, you're that, you're homophobic, you're stupid. They don't say I'm stupid, but they're trying to shoot the messenger. But we're getting through that, you know. The book has got a certain appeal. My last couple of books have sold extremely well. And every now and again, I'm sure you have the same, you'll meet someone who says, wow, I read your book. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and changes their thinking.
Oh,
and especially as they get to hear your heart and get to know you better.
Yeah, yeah.
An extreme pleasure to get to know you through our times on broadcast together, through exchanging books, and hopefully we can stay in touch. Keep reading A Queer Thing Happened to America, and let me know when you get through it, and God willing, we can reconnect on one of these broadcasts in the future. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Anytime. It'd be my great pleasure. God bless you.
Wonderful. All right, Michael Caron, the book, Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. Michael Caron, Coren. Go to Amazon.com, order some copies. You'll really enjoy it, and it'll be a great equipping read for you and for your friends. This email I got yesterday was just so touching. From a gentleman, he asked me, he said, use the email, but don't mention my name. I'm writing you this letter to encourage you and hopefully others to give to your ministry. I also want to share a little about how God has used your work in radio and preaching to draw me closer to Him and open my eyes wider to the true spiritual war we're in. I've given to your ministry before, but have not become a torchbearer yet, even though my wife and I have felt led to become one. When I heard your plea to listeners to help keep God's work going through your ministry on radio, meaning yesterday's show, I knew this was a call for action on our part, the listeners and all who have been blessed by any part of your work, past or present. I truly believe that you are on the front lines of the battle against persecution of Jesus and Christians and moral insanity. I will be giving $1,000 to help your ministry stay on the front lines. I will also become a torchbearer. As soon as I said to myself, I will give, God immediately laid this amount on my heart. This is a lot of money for me to be giving, but I know what God will provide and increase its value. Hey, I've already really prayed for you that God would smile on you and show his generosity towards you as you help us. I continue to appeal to every one of you who appreciates this broadcast, who is blessed by the work that we're doing, and you want to lift this burden off of me so that we can run our race even more effectively. Stand with us right now. Every dime coming in will go to help with our radio outreach and meet our current obligations and open the door for future expansion. And my thank you for you, your gift of any size. My 2-hour DVD debate with Bart Ehrman, Does the Bible Provide an Adequate Answer to the Problem of Suffering? Here's the number to call, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978, or go to askdrbrown.org. Right on the homepage, you can donate. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line today, I want to remind you as followers of Jesus, we have nothing of which to be ashamed, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, socially. As we stand for truth, do it with utter confidence that we are on the right side.
And they would have any blood. You have no people. But no, I will never give you the right book to translate my book.
Wow.
Now, not every side in the mid-1900s, side in the people still had a lot of the 30s, you know, when it came thinking to do Semitism, to the horrible anti-Semitism, talking of the Nazis, pagan,
it was too.
You're pagan, and the Nazis were evil, you're pagan, you're Christian, go wrong, I'm a Christian, away.
And prophetic, so again, one from above in sight, you could say, one from below compared to with Tolkien. But to Wells, really seeing the people who, the Francis Chase things, who talked about Amifers, post-Christian America being two-dextion, explained where we were decades ago. We need to where we're at to pay attention. And again, works, a way to read. I can't read biographies. Michael, some of these bounces are you getting? What kind of response your book, Heresy, getting to you spread about Christie's 10 Lies that Christianity?
You would expect. So it's done, it's random and extremely well. You know, it's all over the it's buying it. Place and people have been that way, so I'm very lucky. Well, the criticism criticizes it, but no one actually. So those people, they attack it. They're not attacking the book. They're not Christianity. They're attacking me and Christ first. They're attacking God much lower down. They're attacking me, and now they and the book. So then they're attacking. There are no codes. I think there are any arguments, but I don't. But I'm saying, it's the usual. You're this. You're that. We hate you. You're homophobic. You're that. You're. Yep. They don't say, you're stupid. They're stupid, but shoot the messenger. We're getting to you. But you know, the book has got through that. You know, my last couple of books have a certain appeal extremely well. It looks to solve it. Every now and again, meet someone who's saying, you'll read your book. Says, wow, I didn't know that.
Change thinking. Changes their thinking. And especially and get to hear your heart.
Yeah.
Get to know you better.
Yeah.
An extreme pleasure to get Tim's on broadcast through our time exchanging books together through. Hopefully we can books and reading a queer thing. Stay in touch. Keep reading. Let me know happen to America. And God willing, when you get through it on one of these, Berlin, we can reconnect in the future. Broadcast, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. God bless you. Time. Be my great.
Wonderful. All right. One book. Michael Coren, the book. Heresy. 10 lies they spread. Heresy. 10. Michael about Christianity. Coren. Amazon.com. And go to Amazon. You'll really order some copy it, and it'll be enjoy. Equipping a great for you and read for friends for your. Email I got yesterday. This was just so yesterday, touching from a gentleman. He said, he asked me, don't mention the email, but this letter to my name, I'm writing to encourage you, others, to and hopefully ministry, give to your mayor a little about how I also want to share work in radio and God has used your word to draw me close, preach me to my eyes wider, to him and open true spiritual water to the I've given to you we're in, but have not become a ministry before, even though my wife and I torch prayer yet come one. I have felt led to be clear to listeners when I heard you God's work going to help keep radio, meaning through your ministry on radio. I knew this was yesterday's show, and on our part, it's a call for action, as in all who have been the listener part of your work, pastor, and blessed by any part. I truly believe you're present. Front lines of the belief that you are on the persecution of Jesus, battle against persons and moral and Christian. I'll be giving $1,000 to help your $1,000 on the front line ministry stay, also become a twins. I will always, as soon as I torchbearer, I will give. God said to myself, I have amount on my heart. Immediately laid this for me to be giving. This is a lot of money. I know what God will, but I increase its value, provide. And I've already really have you prayed for a smile on you that God would send generosity and show his help us towards you as you have to appeal to. I continue to who appreciates every one of you who is this broadcast that we're doing. Blessed by the work, lift this burden off, and you want to live so that we can run off of me. Effectively stay our race even more right now. Every man with us right in will go to dime coming to our radio out to help with current obligation outreach and meet our door for future actions and open the and my thanks expansion. Thank you for you. Any sign your gift of 2-hour DVIs, my tooth Bart Ehrman does you debate but an adequate answer to the Bible provide problem of suffering. Here's her to the 800. Here's the number to call 1-800-978-2789. Go to ask or brown dusk Dr. Brett on the homepage org or time 1-800 you can donate 1-278-800-978-99. Bottom line today, I want to remind you today, I want Jesus. We have followers of Jesus which to be ashamed. Nothing intellectually shamed, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, really, as we so truth. As we stand for truth, confidence, do it with us on the that we are on the right side.
Have any blood.
And they would
punish people, but you have never give you the right. No, I will never translate my book. You know,
wow.
Now, not everyone sighed in the mid-1930s. You know, people still had a lot of thinking to do when it came to the horrible anti-Semitism of the Nazis. Tolkien,
it was too
pagan, and the Nazis were, you're pagan, you're evil, you're wrong. I'm a Christian. Go away.
Yeah, so again, prophetic insight, one from above, one from below, you could say, with Tolkien compared to Wells. But the people who've really seen these things, the Francis Schaeffers, who talked about America being post-Christian 2 decades ago and explained where we were at, we need to pay attention to their works. And again, I can't wait to read some of these biographies. Michael, what kind of responses are you getting to your book, Heresies, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity?
Well, I mean, as you would expect, I mean, it's Random House, so it's done extremely well, and it's, you know, it's all over the place, and people are buying it, so I'm very lucky in that way. The criticisms, well, no one actually criticizes it, they attack it. So those people who, they're not attacking the book, they're attacking Christianity first, they're attacking God and Christ. Then, much lower down, they're attacking me, and then they're attacking the book. So there are no cogent arguments, but I don't think there are any, I'm saying, but it's the usual. We hate you. You're this. You're that. You're homophobic. You're stupid. They don't say I'm stupid, but they're trying to shoot the messenger. But we're getting through that. You know, the book has got a certain appeal. My last couple of books have sold extremely well. And every now and again, same, you will meet someone who says, "Wow, I read your book. I didn't know that."
Yeah,
and
changes their thinking.
Oh,
and especially they get to hear your heart and get to know you better.
Yeah, yeah.
An extreme pleasure to get to know you through our times on broadcast together through exchanging books, and hopefully we can stay in touch. Keep reading A Queer Thing Happened to America. Let me know when you get through it, and God willing, we can reconnect on one of these broadcasts in the future. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Anytime. It'd be my great pleasure. God bless you.
Wonderful. All right, Michael Caron, the book, Heresy. Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. Michael Caron, C-O-R-E-N. Go to Amazon.com, order some copies. You'll really enjoy it, and it'll be a great equipping read for you and for your friends. This email I got yesterday was just so touching. From a gentleman, he asked me, he said, use the email, but don't mention my name. I'm writing you this letter to encourage you and hopefully others to give to your ministry. I also want to share a little about how God has used your work in radio and preaching to draw me closer to Him and open my eyes wider to the true spiritual war we're in. I've given to your ministry before, but have not become a torchbearer yet, even though my wife and I have felt led to become one. When I heard you plead to listeners to help keep God's work going through your ministry on radio, meaning yesterday's show, I knew this was a call for action on our part, the listeners and all who have been blessed by any part of your work, past or present. I truly believe that you are on the front lines of the battle against persecution of Jesus and Christians and moral insanity. I will be giving $1,000 to help your ministry stay on the front lines. I will also become a torchbearer. As soon as I said to myself, I will give, God immediately laid this amount on my heart. This is a lot of money for me to be giving, but I know what God will provide and increase its value. Hey, I've already really prayed for you that God would smile on you and show His generosity towards you as you help us. I continue to appeal to every one of you who appreciates this broadcast, who is blessed by the work that we're doing, and you want to lift this burden off of me so that we can run our race even more effectively. Stand with us right now. Every dime coming in will go to help with our radio outreach and meet our current obligations and open the door for future expansion. And my thank you for you, your gift of any size, my two-hour DVD debate with Bart Ehrman, Does the Bible Provide an Adequate Answer to the Problem of Suffering? Here's the number to call, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978, or go to askdrbrown.org. Right on the homepage, you can donate. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line today, I want to remind you as followers of Jesus, we have nothing of which to be ashamed, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, socially. As we stand for truth, do it with utter confidence that we are on the right side.
And they would have any blood. You have no people. But no, I will never give you the right book to translate my book.
Wow.
Now, you know, not every side in the mid-19th side in the people still had a lot of 30s, you know, when it came thinking to do Semitism, to the horrible anti-Semitism, talking of the Nazis, pagan,
it was too,
you're pagan, and the Nazis, evil, you're pagan, you're Christian, go wrong, I'm a Christian, away.
And prophetic, yeah, so again, one from above sight, oh, you could say, one from below compared to with Tolkien. But to Wells, really seeing the people who, the Francis Chase things, who talked about Amifers, post-Christian America being two-dextion, explained where we were decades ago. And, we need to, we're at, to there, to pay attention. And again, works, a way to read. I can't read biographies. Michael, some of these bounces are you getting? What kind of response your book, Heresy, getting to you spread about Christie's 10 Lies that
well,
Christianity?
You would expect. I mean, so it's done, it's random and extremely well. You know, it's all over the it's buying it, place, and people are in that way. So I'm very lucky. Well, the criticism criticizes it, but no one actually. So those people, they attack it. They're not attacking the book. They're not Christianity. They're attacking me and Christ first. They're attacking God much lower down. They're attacking me, and now they are the book. So then they're attacking. There are no codes. I think there are any arguments, but I don't. But I'm saying, well, it's the usual. You're this. You're that. We hate you. You're homophobic. You're that. You're. Yep. They don't say, oh, you're stupid. They try stupid, but shoot the messenger. We're getting to you. But you know, the book has got through that. You know, my last couple of books, certain appeal extremely well. The books are so. Every now and again, meet someone who's saying, you'll read your book. There's, wow, I didn't know that.
Thinking. Oh, changes their. They oh, and especially can, and get to hear your heart.
Yeah.
Get to know
yeah.
you better.
Yeah.
An extreme pleasure. Know you pleasure to get to on broadcast through our time exchanging books together through hopefully we can books and reading a queer thing stay in touch keep reading let me know happen to America and God willing when you get through it on one of these Berlin we can reconnect in the future broadcast Michael
anytime.
Thanks for joining us
pleasure God bless you time be my great
wonderful all right my one book Michael Caron the book Heresy 10 Lies They Spread Heresy 10 Michael, about Christianity, Orecurrency.com, and go to Amazon. You're really order some copy of it, and it'll be enjoy, equipping, a great for you, and read for friends, for your email I got you. This was just so yesterday, touching, from a gentleman. He said, he asked me, don't mention the email, but this letter to my name, I'm writing to encourage you, others, to, and hopefully ministry. Give to your mayor a little about how I also want to share work in radio, and God has used your word to draw me close, preach me to my eyes wider. Said to him, an open true spiritual word to the I've given to your in, but have not become a ministry before, even though my wife and I torch prayer yet even come one. I have felt led to be clear to listeners when I heard you God's work going to help keep radio, meaning through your ministry on radio. I knew this was yesterday's show, and on our part, it's a call for action, as in all who have been the list part of your work past and blessed by any part. I truly believe present front lines of the believe that you are on the execution of Jesus' battle against persons and moral and sanity dollars to help your $1,000 on the front line ministry stay also become a twins. I will also, as soon as I torch bearer, I will give. God said to myself, I amount on my heart immediately laid this for me to be giving. This is a lot of money. I know what God will, but I increase its value, provide, and I've already really have you prayed for a mile on you that God would some generosity and show his help us towards you as you have to appeal to. I continue to who appreciates every one of you who is this broadcast that we're doing, blessed by the work, lift this burden off. And you want to live so that we can run off of me effectively, stay our race even more right now. Every man with us right in will go to dime coming to our radio out to help with current obligation outreach and meet our door for future actions and open the and my thanks expansion. Thank you for you. Any sign, your gift of 2-hour DVIs, my tooth, Bart Ehrman, does the debate, but an adequate answer to the Bible provide problem of suffering. Here's her to the 800. This number to call 1-800-978-2789. Go to ask or brown dusk Dr. Brett on the homepage org or time 1-800 you can donate 1-278-800-978-99. Bottom line today, I want to remind you today, Jesus, we have followers of Jesus, which to be ashamed, nothing intellectually shamed, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, as we so truth. As we stand for truth, confidence, do it with us on the that we are on the right side.
Have any blood.
They would
punish people, but you have never give you the right. No, I will never translate my book. You know,
wow.
Now, side in the, not everyone side in the mid-1930s. You know, people still had a lot of thinking to do when it came to the horrible anti-Semitism of the Nazis. Tolkien,
it was too
pagan, and the Nazis were, you're pagan, you're evil, you're wrong. I'm a Christian. Go away.
Yeah, so again, prophetic insight, one from above, one from below, you could say, with Tolkien compared to Wells. But the people who've really seen these things, the Francis Schaeffers, who talked about America being post-Christian 2 decades ago and explained where we were at, we need to pay attention to their works. And again, I can't wait to read some of these biographies. Michael, what kind of responses are you getting to your book, Heresies, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity?
Well, I mean, as you would expect, I mean, it's Random House, so it's done extremely well, and it's, you know, it's all over the place, and people are buying it, so I'm very lucky in that way. The criticisms, well, no one actually criticizes it, they attack it. So those people who, they're not attacking the book, they're attacking me, Christianity first, they're attacking God and Christ. Then, much lower down, they're attacking me, and then they're attacking the book. So there are no cogent arguments, because I don't think there are any, I'm saying, but it's the usual. We hate you, you're this, you're that, you're homophobic, you're stupid. They don't say I'm stupid, but they're trying to shoot the messenger. But we're getting through that, you know. The book has got a certain appeal. My last couple of books have sold extremely well. And every now and again, same, you'll meet someone who says, wow, I read your book. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and changes their thinking.
Oh,
and especially as they get to hear your heart and get to know you better.
Yeah, yeah.
An extreme pleasure to get to know you through our times on broadcast together through exchanging books, and hopefully we can stay in touch. Keep reading A Queer Thing Happened to America, and let me know when you get through it, and God willing, we can reconnect on one of these broadcasts in the future. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Anytime. It'd be my great pleasure. God bless you.
Wonderful. All right, Michael Caron, the book, Heresy, 10 Lies They Spread About Christianity. Michael Coren, Coren. Go to Amazon.com, order some copies. You'll really enjoy it, and it'll be a great equipping read for you and for your friends. This email I got yesterday was just so touching. from a gentleman. He asked me, he said, use the email, but don't mention my name. I'm writing you this letter to encourage you and hopefully others to give to your ministry. I also want to share a little about how God has used your work in radio and preaching to draw me closer to Him and open my eyes wider to the true spiritual war we're in. I've given to your ministry before, but have not become a torchbearer yet, even though my wife and I have felt led to become one. When I heard your plea to listeners to help keep God's work going through your ministry on radio, meaning yesterday's show, I knew this was a call for action on our part, the listeners and all who have been blessed by any part of your work, past or present. I truly believe that you are on the front lines of the battle against persecution of Jesus and moral insanity. $1,000 to help your ministry stay on the front lines. I will also become a torchbearer. As soon as I said to myself, I will give, God immediately laid this amount on my heart. This is a lot of money for me to be giving, but I know what God will provide and increase its value. Hey, I've already really prayed for you that God would smile on you and show His generosity towards you as you help us. I continue to appeal to every one of you who appreciates this broadcast, who is blessed by the work that we're doing, and you want to lift this burden off of me so that we can run our race even more effectively. Stand with us right now. Every dime coming in will go to help with our radio outreach and meet our current obligations and open the door for future expansion. And my thank you for you, your gift of any size, my two-hour DVD debate with Bart Ehrman, does the Bible provide an adequate answer to the problem of suffering? Here's the number to call, 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978, or go to askdrbrown.org. Right on the homepage, you can donate. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. My bottom line today, I want to remind you as followers of Jesus, we have nothing of which to be ashamed, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, socially. As we stand for truth, do it with utter confidence that we are on the right side.
And they would have any blood. You have no people. But no, I will never give you the right book to translate my book.
Wow.
Now, you know, not every side in the mid-19th side in the people still had a lot of the 30s, you know, when it came thinking to do Semitism, to the horrible anti-Semitism, talking of the Nazis, pagan,
it was too,
you're pagan, and the Nazis, evil, you're pagan, you're Christian, go wrong, I'm a Christian, away.
And prophetic, yeah, so again, one from above sight, oh, you could say, one from below compared to with Tolkien. But to Wells, really seeing the people who, the Francis Chase things, who talked about Amifers, post-Christian America being two-dextion, explained where we were decades ago, and we need to, where you're at, to their, to pay attention, and again, works, a way to read. I can't read biographies. Michael, some of these bounces are you getting? What kind of response your book, Heresy, getting to you spread about Christie's 10 Lies that
well,
Christianity?
You would expect. I mean, so it's done, it's random and extremely well. You know, it's all over the it's buying it, place, and people have been that way. So I'm very lucky. Well, the criticism criticizes it, but no one actually. So those people, they attack it. They're not attacking the book. They're not Christianity. They're attacking me and Christ first. They're attacking God much lower down. They're attacking me, and now they are the book. So then they're attacking. There are no codes. I think there are any arguments. But, I don't, but I'm saying, well, it's the usual. You're this. You're that. We hate you. You're homophobic. You're that. You're. Yep. They don't say, oh, you're stupid. They're stupid, but shoot the messenger. We're getting to you. But you know, the book has got through that. You know, my last couple of books, a certain appeal extremely well. It looks to solve it. You, every now and again, meet someone who's saying, you'll read your book. Says, wow, I didn't know that.
And change thinking. Changes their, and especially, and get to hear your heart.
Yeah.
Get to know
yeah.
you better.
Yeah.
An extreme pleasure. To know you, pleasure to get to on broadcast through our time exchanging books together through. Hopefully, we can books and reading a queer thing. Stay in touch. Keep reading. Let me know happen to America. And God willing, when you get through it, act on one of these, Berlin, we can reconnect in the future. Broadcast, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. God bless you. Time. Be my great.
Wonderful. All right. My one book, Michael Coren, the book, Heresy. 10 Lies They Spread. Heresy. 10 Michael about Christianity. Coren, Amazon.com. And go to Amazon. You'll really order some copy it, and it'll be enjoy. Equipping a great for you and read for friends for your email I got you. This was just so yesterday touching from a gentleman. He said, use, he asked me, don't mention the email, but this letter to my name. I'm writing.